in this house this morning that you are determined to get your friends to Jesus, that you're determined to get your employer to Jesus, that you get some determination to get your employees to Jesus, that you get determined to get your neighbors to Jesus. They've got to experience Jesus. May I ask you today, in the most simplest form, is there anybody in this house that you're ready to tear off the roof? Is anybody, while I've been preaching, I understand, I got your attention, I got you to thinking, but is there anybody in this house that you feel the exercising of your faith? Is there anybody that you're feeling a little bit more encouraged right now? Is anybody got their heart rate pumped up besides me? I'm going to tell you, I'm looking for Jesus to do something in this house. Break every chain. Undo every heavy burden. God, we're depending on you. It's not by power, nor by might, but by your Spirit, God. We're asking you in the name of Jesus to go beyond. To go beyond anybody's expectation here today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I need some prayer warriors right now to start praying. I need you to start praying. Because there's some hard-headed people here today. There's some tough nuts to crack, if you will. And they think that they're okay. They think they got it all together. But they need Jesus in their life more than they've ever needed him before. I'm telling you, we need God to move in the miraculous, to touch the minds here. To touch some hearts here. To touch some physical bodies here today. Come on, somebody. We need to sweat out that fear and that anxiety. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Maybe you can look at your neighbor and tell him, hey, let's demolish the roof today. Let's demolish the roof. Let's blow this thing apart. Let's tear it up. Let's level all of it. Let's get rid of any limitation. And let's let God be God. I don't know, but I was stirred. I was moved. When you look at these, but these are not just, it happened. It happened. I was there, and I'm telling you, I don't want to look at it from a historical point, but I want it here today in a spiritual way. I want to feel the power of Jesus today. Come in and touch a heart, touch a mind, touch somebody's spirit today. Come and pray. Oh, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You may say that what in the world? This is crazy. This doesn't make any sense. I'm sure that's what people on the outside were saying that day as they saw those guys. Man, don't you know you're going to hurt that guy? He's already paralyzed. Don't worry about it. But when we get him to Jesus, everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. We got to get up on this roof because you guys are too packed in there. We've got to get you. We've got to get you to Jesus. I'm sure as that roof started peeling back, and a little bit of sunlight came in that was right over Jesus' head, I'm sure he got a little smile on his face and said, hey, now that's what I'm talking about. Somebody really wants me today. Somebody really needs me today. I'm asking somebody, are you here? Are you here? Are you wanting to tear back the roof and say, God, I'm desperate. I need you today more than ever before.
I know,
I'm crazy. I know, that's what Paul even said. I don't want to get in front of myself here. You can say, well, this is crazy. This is going to take too much effort. This is going to cost too much. This is getting, this is going to take a lot of work, a lot of time, a lot of energy. Faith steps out on thin air. I said, faith steps stretch out on thin air and says, I don't know if this is the right way or the wrong way, but I'm going to do something to give to Jesus. It's crazy to step out of a perfectly good boat in the middle of a storm, but faith says, I can walk on water with Jesus. It's crazy to bring somebody 5 loaves and 2 fishes and say, feed 5,000. I know it's crazy, but faith says Jesus will supply. And not only will he supply, but he's going to take up 12 more baskets for his apostles, for his disciples, to give each one of them a basket for helping out in their servitude and in their trust and belief. Is there anybody in the house that's ready to say, I don't know how this is going to work, but Jesus, I got a quarter of a fish here, and I got a half a loaf of bread, and he said, go ahead and start distributing it. Are you here today? Can you say, I'm ready to start to distribute what God's given me? God has touched me. God has healed my body. God has saved my soul. The Apostle Paul put it this way. He said, I became a fool for Christ. That word fool means mindless and rash. Oh, if I'm going to be a fool for anybody, I want to be a fool for Jesus. I don't want to try to overthink it. I don't want to try to rationalize it. I want to just say, hey, we've got to get to him. And there's a roof in my way. There's a ceiling in my way. There's a wall in my way. I'm gonna get it out of my way. Let me tell you, faith really is in the realm of crazy. Faith is really in the realm of crazy. But that's just a roof that needs to be tore off. Some of you are even sitting up right now. You're contemplating. You're rationalizing. You're going through everything and say, well, I just don't think all of this is necessary. And I don't think this. That's what the denominational world thinks. That's what everybody wants you to think. But what about start thinking like Jesus, where nothing is impossible.
Right.
Where nothing is impossible. Is impossible. Faith says there's no cost too great. Faith says I'm going to see this thing through. Faith says I have removed the quit option. I don't have an option to quit. Faith says I'm going to walk daily with Jesus. Faith says I'm going to daily pray and consecrate. Faith says I have no doubt. I have no fear. Your mind says, what if it doesn't work? Your carnal flesh and nature says, well, what if it doesn't work? I can't understand this. This doesn't make sense. I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things that Jesus did that didn't make sense. Anybody remember the time that he scooped up some dirt and he spit in it? And he made himself a nice little mud ball. And that man was blind. And he made himself some mud balls. And he goes, he takes mud balls and stuffs them in his eyeballs and says, I was there at the Pool of Siloam. I was there. I went to the place. I can show you the pictures. But there was the place that Jesus told that blind man that he just spit in his eyes and put mud in his eyes. He said, now go wash in that pool. Do what? First of all, who do you think you are? You spit in my face. Well, that's some of our attitude. But Jesus, why can't Jesus tell you what to do? Why can't Jesus tell you what to do? Nobody's going to tell me what to do. Well, you can go on in your bondage. You can go on in your sin. You can go on in your misery. But something tells me that nobody wants to be bound. That nobody wants to stay in misery. That nobody wants. hearts to be brokenhearted. That nobody enjoys those things. No, everybody, I know everybody, they want to be made whole. They want to be healed. They want something different. Doubt and fear make you inactive. Faith makes you active. You gotta do something. I always was told, if I'm gonna die, I may as well die trying. Huh? If I'm gonna die, huh, Brother Bill? If you're gonna die, you may as well die trying. I ain't gonna lay down easy. I ain't gonna quit. I ain't just gonna fall over and say, I quit. No, I got some fight in me. I got something more on the inside of me. And said, I ain't quitting till I get my blessing. I ain't quitting till I get my miracle. I ain't quitting until Jesus answers my prayer. I told you this morning to raise your expectations. Some of you didn't come in this house with any expectation. You thought it was just going to be another little sermon. I'm not interested in preaching to you a sermon. I'm interested in preaching to you Jesus Christ as He crucified. I want something that's going to change your life. Something you can feel. If nothing else, some of you may walk out of here mad at me. At least you'll feel something. Huh? You may be mad. You may be so mad. I ain't never coming back. But you're going to know for one thing's for sure. I got under your skin. The Word of God got under your skin and challenged you to do something instead of just laying down and dying. I'm not laying down. I'm not dying. I got to get to Jesus. I got an issue with my mind. I got an issue with my heart. I got a physical issue with my body. I need Jesus. Come on, raise your expectation. Raise your expectation. What is it that you need? I can look on some of y'all's faces and I can see next in your forehead, in your face. You got pain. You're miserable. You're undone. There's some of you, you're saying, I just don't know. This just seems to be too crazy. This is just too far out there. Oh, yeah? Well, why don't you just go ahead and see where your meditation gets you? That ain't getting you nowhere. Why don't you try something different? Why don't you try Jesus? Why don't you try something that'll make a difference in your life? Because He can. I said He can. I said He can make a difference. Come on, raise your expectation today. Where you said, I couldn't testify. I couldn't witness. I couldn't teach a Bible study. Come on, raise your expectation. And say, God, if you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. I'll be faithful. And God, you're going to provide. I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. And I will speak in new tongues. It's my promise. It's something you gave to me already. Raise your expectation today. I do need a healing in my body. Raise your expectation today. God will save your family. God can and will save your husband. Save your wife. Save your children. Come on, somebody. You're saying, but I've been praying, but I keep praying. Guess what? It's just a little bit tougher roof that you got to tear off. There's a few more nails. There's a few more screws holding together. Come on. Respond it again. Pray that prayer again. Save my daddy. Save my husband. Save my wife. today, even if you say it under your breath, I'll receive. I'm going to receive. I'm going to get. I'm going to get what I came for. There's somebody, I know it. I know what I know, what I feel in the Holy Ghost right now. There's some of you that you had zero expectation when you came in. But as you heard this crazy preacher that has lost his mind, you're saying, you know what? I've been living with that ailment for a long time. I've been living with this confusion for a long time. I've been living with this emotional pain for a long time. I got some scars, some deep wounds inside of my heart, inside of my mind. And I want deliverance today. When Jesus saw their faith, when Jesus saw, paralyzed man, he didn't have any. But there was enough faith for one man to grab a corner, another man to grab another corner, another man to grab another corner and say, dude, we're tired of seeing you like this. And there's somebody, even in this house, as I'm preaching to you, we're working as a body. There's people that are praying for those of you that you're bound, those of you that are broken. There's people right here, right now, that maybe not in a physical sense have got that sheet, but they're praying for you. They're praying that God would touch you, that you can feel His love, that you can feel His grace and His mercy, that the chains of bondage have been broken off of you, that you can be set free today. When Jesus saw their faith, He said, thy sins be forgiven thee. Who can forgive? Oh, you're always going to have somebody in the crowd that ain't going to believe. You're always going to have a hater in the crowd somewhere. But let me tell you, friend, don't worry about the hater. Come on, don't worry about them that are saying, it ain't going to happen. No, you just keep on tearing off that roof. You keep on pulling off that roof. Go ahead and pull off some more shingles. Go ahead and pull off another board. Go ahead and take that roof off. Don't let the hater say, oh, who is he that says he can forgive sin? Don't let the naysayer distract you. One of my favorite scriptures I read here today, because Jesus said, which is easier? To say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or rise up and walk. Are you hearing that? And there's a bunch of us here today that we believe that God can forgive us of our sin. Do you believe this? Do you believe that? It takes the same amount of faith to believe that God can forgive you of your sin as it does if you had cancer. God can heal you like that. The same faith, the same faith to say, I forgive you, is the same faith to heal an emotional wound. It's the same faith to heal. Brother Jay said he was sick. It's the same faith. You believe that, Brother Jay? He can forgive you. And if he can forgive you, he can heal your body right now. In Jesus' name. Let healing virtue, God. Lord, let healing virtue touch this friend. In Jesus' name. Heal his body. Let him feel your strength, Lord. God, whatever the sickness is that's plaguing his body right now, in the name, the that is above every other name. In the name of Jesus. It's no different today. It's no different today. You believe that He can forgive you. He can also heal you. He can deliver you. He can do anything. Maybe like the 4 men at Capernaum, you're tearing off the roof for somebody else this morning. Their faith affected their friend. If you're ready to demolish the roof, the ceiling in your life, I want to invite you today to step out of that chair, step away from that aisle, and say, yeah, I'm ready to tear off this roof of doubt. I'm ready today, as you stand today. Is there anybody that's ready to tear off the roof? Let me tell you today, you don't have to tear it off by yourself. But I can promise you today, there's somebody not too far that'll say, let me help you, brother. Let me help you tear off that roof. Let me help you today, sister. Let me help you tear off that roof. Oh, in the name of Jesus, tear off that roof today, God. Give us victory. Give us liberty. Heal our mind. Heal our body. Heal our soul. God, would you work a miracle? Are you ready? Come. Come to this altar. Come. I'm begging you today. I'm beseeching you today. Come to this altar. Lift up your hands. God, I love you. Come on. If you need to feel like you gotta repent, go ahead and take care of that real quick. It's real easy. God, I'm asking you to forgive me and give me the strength never to go back. I'm not interested in going back to that lifestyle, to those thoughts, to those ways. God, I'm asking you right now to forgive me. And if you've done that, if you've asked for forgiveness, I'm helping you right now to get your victory. I'm your coach right now, if you will. I'm helping you right now. If you've already repented, I want you to throw your hands up in the air, in a place, in a sign of surrenderance, and say, Jesus, I love you, and I'm asking you, Lord, to fill me with every blessing that you've got for me. Come on, will you do that today? Will you do that today? Destroy the roof of that sickness. Tear off the roof of your financial situation. Dismantle it. Come on. Wreck that sin that's binding you today. Bulldoze the roof of that unsaved loved one. Blow through the ceiling and have revival in your life today. Come on, somebody, demolish that fear. Demolish that fear. Come on, in the name of Jesus. Come on, it's time. It's time. I believe God wants to move on somebody's behalf.